anything.
You didn't watch it last night, huh?
Nope.
Oh, Apple TV. Well done.
I don't want to know.
They have approved greenlit season 2 of Severance.
Excellent.
So we're not going to be out in the cold, but you haven't seen it yet. Oh, my God. I wanted
Slugger
to talk to you about it today.
Texted me last night and was like, have you seen the finale? And I said, no. And then he started to tell me stuff.
No, I did not.
Sort of.
I mean, great details and every single little bit of everything that went on. But other than
I don't want to know. But I also want to know.
Oh, man.
But
the only thing
I don't want to know,
I will say, is you won't be disappointed.
Okay, great.
I know you personally and only you.
All right.
I don't know about anybody else in the world.
All right.
I don't care.
But that's all you're going to say about it.
That's it. Except that, wow, the music is so good, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm addicted to the soundtrack.
Everything in that show is great.
Yes. Every bit of it, yeah.
All of the acting. It's called Severance, and
yeah,
it's on Apple Plus, and it's a weird show.
It is out there, man.
Hey, it's Friday.
Hey, Friday! Woo! Yes! Hell yeah! Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, the hands of fate! The hell? That's good news.
That is great news.
That is rocking good news.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Sluggo show. You have life hacks?
Life hacks?
I have several.
Do you?
And they're genius, if I do say so myself.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
And one of them no one will do.
Okay.
No one.
All right.
Except for me in certain ways.
Okay.
I take my own advice in certain ways.
I look forward to hearing these. When are we going to do that?
In the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about life hacks. Next,
okay.
Next, I'm going to explain the one that no one
will do.
Will do.
Except you.
Right. Positive news about Ukraine.
Yeah.
People are dumb at 350.
BTW, you know, Pink Floyd.
Don't say BTW.
For the first time since 1994, Pink Floyd's cranked out that new song, Hey, Hey, Rise Up, for mm-hmm. Ukraine. I'm going to throw that on probably during our precious little All Request Fest, but good
is
for...
Is that a Pink Floyd song?
Yeah, kind of.
Sort of.
Maybe right before. Maybe okay. Right before.
And your chance to win $2,000.
Yeah.
Coming up in about 15 minutes on 95.5 KLOS.
That was loud. Hey, keep it down.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
You know, most of the time you hear or read life hacks.
Right. Sure.
And some of them are pretty fascinating.
Yeah. And sometimes I'm like, how did I not think of this?
Right.
And do this all along.
I've only had one that is original.
Okay.
And no one will do it. Zero people.
Share.
Will do it.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Too late.
Okay.
It's too late for you.
All right.
It's too late for me. Here's the thing. Okay. When you get married.
Okay. Right. All right.
You're in the best shape of your life.
Oof, well, okay.
I mean,
hopefully.
Know, let's be honest. Like when you're in your youth and you get married.
Sure.
And you go on a diet and you have your makeup professionally done and it's the best you're ever going to look.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
Then you get 5, 10, 15 years older.
Mm-hmm, 20, 30.
And you put on a little weight.
What?
And maybe your hair's a little unkempt.
Huh?
And then it's like,
you're making fun of me, man?
No. And then people will look at your wedding pictures.
Right. Say, what the hell happened?
And think, what
right.
the hell happened?
Right. Unless you have a really honest friend.
So here's my life hack.
Uh-huh.
Bulk up.
Oh, before.
Before the wedding.
Before the wedding.
Take the pictures.
Right.
Put the picture up.
Okay.
And for the rest of your life, people will look at the picture and go, you look great.
You've done so well. What? How did you do this?
Doesn't that make perfect sense?
I mean, didn't you guys get married like 2 years ago? And look at you. You're amazing.
Have you lost weight?
That's a brilliant idea.
How did you do it?
That is a brilliant idea, my friend.
But no, I think people are a little too vain.
Well, the only problem is, I mean, then it sort of makes, you know, the honeymoon a little less...
Well, listen, Photoshop the picture. It doesn't matter. But the picture that you put up in your house,
yes,
maybe that's the answer. Photoshop it.
Yeah.
Make yourself look fat.
Yeah. Put a picture now.
Yes. Yes. Add, you know, 40 pounds to yourself in your wedding picture.
72.
Because for the rest of your life, people will give you compliments.
Yeah. No, that's brilliant, dude. I love that.
For
all right.
The rest
so
of your
you're
life.
Out there now, and you're going to get married in about 4 or 5 months or more.
Right.
Pack it on.
Now, I've done this in certain ways. Like, there was a long time where if I would take pictures with somebody, a guest or somebody,
mm-hmm,
I would choose the worst one and post it because
that's
I found it funny.
A wise idea, too.
But.
Yeah.
Then people would meet me and go, you don't look that bad.
So you're hearing that on a regular basis?
Yes. Which was acceptable for me.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, bonus. Right? It works. I'm telling you, it works.
I don't know why people look worse on the radio.
I don't know why people don't listen to me, but I have the answers. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I try to find a positive story about Ukraine every day.
Mm-hmm.
This particular one is about gamers.
Okay.
On an individual level, Counter-Strike Global Offensive professional player. And by the way, these guys make bank.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Again, we're doing the wrong thing.
It's crazy how much money they make.
Wow, okay.
That's, and the joke is, you're going to throw your life away playing video games? No, I'm going to make millions. There's a professional player named Alexander Kostiliev, and he was at an annual tournament in Poland and took the microphone and said, what's happening to my home country is awful, and people need to try and help as much as they can. And although he and his team were knocked out of the tournament, he still personally donated just over $33,000.
Wow. Wow. Putting his money where his mouth is. Yeah. Nice.
And then with a rallying cry of creating worlds and not destroying them, the developer Necrosoft called for and accepted submissions from other developers for a bundle to support Ukraine on itch.io. And over 700 developers added their support, created a package of almost 1,000 games, tabletop RPGs, books, and more. And the bundle for Ukraine raised $6,370,000.
Wow! Holy cow, you could build a bionic man for that much money. Damn, that's amazing.
I don't think they're trying to build a bionic man. I think they're trying to...
You could go kick Putin's ass.
All the proceeds were split equally between two charities, International Medical Corps, which provides medical assistance in the region, and Voices of Children, which is a Ukrainian organization that helps kids cope with the horrors of war and PTSD and getting back to trying to be a kid.
That is amazing.
So, to the gamers, congratulations.
Yeah, well done. And I'm sure you've heard by now that Pink Floyd has released something for the first time since 1994. Today, it is out, and it's going to be the first time. We're going to throw it on right now. Hey, hey, rise up. And it is for Ukraine. And this is a pretty amazing story, actually. David Gilmour said, quote, "This is a crazy, unjust attack." And he had heard about this guy, Andre, and I'm sure I'm going to get this wrong, Klivyunuk, who is the lead singer for a Ukrainian band called Boombox. They were touring here in the U.S. when the attack started. And he, Andre, turned around, canceled the tour, went home, started fighting for Ukraine, wow, his home country. And by the time he put out this little a cappella song, just singing about, you know, Ukraine and the support and everything.
Right.
And Gilmour heard about it, and he wanted to track him down and say, hey, what if Pink Floyd were to throw some music under what you've done, your a cappella performance?
Oh, so it already existed.
Yeah.
And the guys in Pink Floyd were like, let's make some music for this.
Yes. And
very
so
cool.
Gilmour actually tracked him down. He was in a hospital recovering from shrapnel wounds because this lead singer had been out there fighting,
wow,
Russia. And he was like, Gilmour actually played a little bit of his music that he had put together to go underneath what this guy had already put together. And he's like, are you okay with Pink Floyd releasing this? And he's like, oh my God, yes. What are you kidding me?
What kind of question is that?
Said it in Ukraine, of course. But one of the best things about this little song is that all of the proceeds are going to go towards humanitarian aid for Ukrainians. So
it is in a foreign language.
Yep. You're going to have a hard time. But
it's all right.
Pink Floyd music. And if you want to go grab Hey, Hey, Rise Up today, then all the proceeds are going to help out the humanitarian aid. So very, 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 very cool.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We try as close to 350 as we can for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
All right, I have two stories for you. One's just a headline.
Okay.
But it's enough. It's enough to know how dumb people are. Police say a boy, 16, was fatally shot when he and his friend tested bulletproof vests.
Oh, come on.
To see if they worked.
Wow. How do you not somewhere in your head go, this is a bad idea, dude? No.
I don't understand it.
Nope.
Either.
Wow.
It's not that the bulletproof vest didn't work. He missed the bulletproof vest.
I was going to say. Because,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, man, please. Yeah. If some friend of yours ever says, kids, let's try this, tell
maybe,
them to go to hell.
Maybe don't.
No.
And the other story is a 20-year-old in, let's see, Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Antonio Freeman.
Sure.
And it was 11 p.m., and he was sitting on a corner with some friends, mm-hmm. and three police officers saw him, and he was rolling a joint.
Yeah. It's got to be illegal there, I'm sure.
I would assume so. Yeah. So they approached him, and they said, hey, what are you doing?
Minding my own business.
So he took the joint in his left hand and hid it in his pocket.
Uh-huh.
But when he hid it in his pocket,
oh, no.
He grabbed a baggie that had cocaine in it.
Well, that which escalated quickly. Worse. Sure.
Just don't hide the blood.
I was just putting my weed away so I could get my coke, officer. Would you like a snort?
It's funny you would say that.
Oh, no.
He was holding a clear bag with a white substance. He crushed the white substance in his head and then sprinkled and then sprinkled the contents of the plastic bag on top of the officer's head.
Oh, wow.
Just...
I mean, I guess if you're caught, might as well go down in flames.
But he wasn't caught. They said, what are you doing? They weren't arresting him. They didn't.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm getting out my blow, and I'm going to sprinkle your head with it.
Sprinkle it on your head?
Bastard.
How does that come to your mind? I don't know.
I would just sit there and go, nothing, man. What's wrong?
Antonio Freeman was arrested and charged with possession of Schedule 4 drug, unlawful use of drug paraphernalia, and tampering with evidence. He was booked on a $5,000 bond, but he
was rolling a joint. Baptizing with coke.
Right? He was rolling a joint and then offered up the coke.
Ta-da!
And sprinkled it on the cop's head.
There you go. It's on your head, sir.
Maybe that's not the best of ideas.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Me too. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I wore that 45 out, man. It was like barely hear through all the...
Why? We've discussed this before. We don't have time to fully discuss it here.
Yeah.
But why do some songs you love and you can't get enough, no matter if you listen to them a billion times?
Yeah, I don't know.
You love it when it comes
out. Just connect.
And there are other songs that you love just as much. Now you hate because you've heard him so many times.
Yeah, I can't stand it anymore.
I don't know why
that
happens.
I got a long list of those.
Yes, exactly. All right, let's talk life hacks. Mine is the wedding photos. That's the one.
Re-explain that. Yeah, this is beautiful.
Well, I just think that you're never going to look as good as your wedding photos. Probably.
You were probably in really good shape. You really went out and got everything done properly.
Right, because it's going to be your wedding. And you're going to make yourself look the best that you're ever going to look.
You're probably even nervous, so you're not even eating as much as usual. You're just in good shape.
So the rest of your life, people are going to look at your wedding photo and go, wow, he's letting himself go.
You look pretty terrible now.
That guy used to look good. That woman used to really be thin. You know what I mean? It's going to be a bad... So, even if you have to Photoshop it, the picture that you put up in your house of your wedding day, add about 30, 40 pounds.
It should look worse than you look now.
Right. And then for the rest of your life, for 80 years, people will go, you look great.
Wow. I mean, on your wedding day, I mean, you know, but now look
at
you.
They would never say anything about the wedding picture.
Right.
But they would say to you, oh, you've lost weight. You look healthy. See, what have you done? This is great.
You're out to get that positive reinforcement, even though it's not the slightest bit true.
No, it is true. It's just the first picture isn't true. The first picture is untrue.
There's deceit in there,
but
sir.
But then, I'm talking about 80 years of people marveling over how great you look.
We all saw you marvel.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who
gets that? It's a brilliant idea.
Who gets that?
It's
no one gets that.
It's a really weird idea.
It is.
It's
brilliant.
I love it.
I don't know where it came from.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't.
Did it just pop into your head recently?
I don't know. I don't understand. Jack White, we were doing the breakfast with.
Uh-huh. Love him.
And he put his iPhone in a wine glass.
Put his iPhone in a wine glass. Okay. Empty, I assume.
Yes.
Okay.
Speaker down.
Okay. Speaker down. Yeah.
And it amplified.
Really?
Yes. The sound.
Really?
It made it like three times as loud, and it made it sound much more like it was all in the room.
That's because it was a
reverberation.
Glass. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. I have to try that as soon as I get home.
And I said half jokingly, I was like, hey, your iPhone's in a wine glass.
Right.
And he said, yeah, it sounds great, doesn't it? And I was like, yes.
I mean, I guess it makes sense.
That's what it is.
That dude in particular would have sound yes. hacks because he just
and
loves.
And that's where the sound comes from is the bottom
yeah.
of the phone.
Yeah. So that makes brilliant. Sense. I can't wait to try that tonight.
So that's another one that I learned. And then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. You don't have to have come up with this life hack, but you've heard it.
Right. Or you've done it.
And you've tried it.
Yeah. And it works.
And it works or it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Did you know, for example, that Doritos can be used for kindling?
To start a fire?
Yes.
Really?
You can light Doritos on fire.
Huh, because I generally now use at home those stupid starter logs and then put real wood on top.
No, but they're saying if you don't have that.
Yeah, but I always, I don't like
Doritos.
That.
Try some Doritos.
When I go camping, I'm really good at getting kindling and starting it. But so Doritos would be instead of using pine needles and stuff.
Also, though, what are we eating then?
Right?
That's a little
good question.
818-955-KLOS if you have a life hack. Here's one for iced coffee.
Oh, yes, please.
That you'll love.
I drink
because you
coffee.
Love iced coffee.
All the time.
You use coffee in your ice cube.
Yes.
Tray.
Yes.
And then you put it in the ice, the freezer.
Yes.
And then your ice is coffee, yep. So it doesn't get watered down.
Yep, I've done that. And I do
you
it
have?
With, yeah, and I do it with like flavored stuff or booze and stuff as well. So that
what
way
do you mean fun. Flavored
like,
stuff?
Like, you know, if you're going to like mix it with something, so, you know.
Right.
Yeah, just freeze that.
Oh, I see.
Whatever
yeah.
it is, and then put that in.
So instead of putting ice in.
Yeah.
It, because it waters ice, down yes, your drink.
Exactly. Yep.
Make
great
it
idea.
Out, make it out of coffee.
Great idea.
All yeah. right, so 818-955-KLOS. Life hacks that you have heard of. And tried and worked or didn't. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. About 10 minutes away, we'll give you the word for this hour to text.
The cash cow.
So you might win $2,000.
And then at 5, it is all your requests to get your weekend started. Something loud, and if, even if it doesn't fit KLOS, we'll throw it in.
Right now, we're talking about life hacks. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a life hack for you.
All right, what is it?
Well, I'm 60. I look 60, but I tell people I'm 74.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that's a
just
good idea.
Lie about your age to the tune of 15 years older. I
yeah,
like it.
And then you're looking pretty
absolutely.
Good.
I like it.
You look great for 74.
Right on, man. Thank you.
Great idea. Yeah. KLOS, hello.
Hey, did I win something?
Nope.
Damn it.
Oh. Hey, I got a life hack. It's pretty similar to your wedding picture,
right,
but I put
it.
A picture of Jim Trenton I put on my wall.
And then no matter what, you're looking pretty yeah. good.
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, you know what? I'm not doing too bad. So.
That is right. hilarious.
Right
thank
on,
you.
Man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. You have life hacks?
Yeah, I used to put armor on my dashboard, and it dried it out.
Mm-hmm.
So now I put sunscreen.
Sunscreen works on your dashboard?
Yeah, man, to protect the eye. I had an old 86 Chevy truck, and I'll tell you, it was like brand new. Kept it looking brand
kind
new.
Kind of makes sense.
That's genius.
It's sort of, I could
totally
see.
Totally makes
because
sense.
Because it's leather, right? Or
yeah.
whatever. I mean, it's going to
yeah.
keep it from the sun.
That's
right on.
Smart.
Dude, thanks for calling. On the other hand, I have to say, when I was a kid, I used to call radio stations all the time that had talk shows, and they would ask for housewives to
right.
call
mm-hmm.
with little life hacks, basically,
right.
and I'd make the weirdest stuff
sure.
up like that and
well,
get on
listen,
the air.
Here's what I would say
yeah.
for all of our life hacks.
Mm-hmm.
Do a little research first.
818-955-KLOS.
Life hacks that you know of or have heard of. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Right there. That's what we need more of in
agreed.
This world. That is Slash's solo thing, The River is Rising. That is so damn good.
In a second, we're going to give you the word to text in to win $2,000 today. And later this hour, we're going to talk to Matt Pinfield.
Oh, sweet.
First, we are talking about life hacks. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, we lost power last year, and I used my phone. The light, the camera.
Yep.
I turned it on and then I put a water bottle, a full water bottle over it and amplified the light in the room.
Does it? Interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
That's very smart.
It worked out well.
Yeah, that's thanks. Cool.
That's a great idea. Thank
right
you.
On. Thanks. I love when the lights go out, the power goes out.
I do too. Why?
I don't know. It's so lame. Isn't
there's something
it?
Wrong with
light
us.
Light up the candles and.
It is totally lame.
I'm offended and upset.
KLOS.
Who? Not in front of my face behind my back.
Who is this? We need to know who's burning us.
Smokey
and the OC. Thank you for calling.
And what yeah. is your life hack, please?
It is. And for anyone who wears flat back pierced earrings, if you happen to lose that back to your earrings,
right.
then just pop an eraser off a pencil and push that little sucker onto the back of the earring.
Interesting.
There you go.
Huh. Interesting.
There you go.
That would work.
Yeah.
It does work in a pinch. I mean, it's a little hack, but it's a little thing.
Listen, it's a little thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Thank you for calling.
Jack White, put that, you know, put the phone in the
right
glass. That's great.
Do you have a wine glass right there with you? You could try.
I will. You know, yeah. I don't drink wine, but I'm going to dig one out of this.
Hell yeah. I can't wait to do it when I get home tonight. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I created a trending video on how to put my balls in your mouth.
Damn it! Damn it! Damn it! Thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS!
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. You're not going to put anything in our mouth, are you?
No. Why would I want to do that?
Yeah, right. That's a good question!
Life hacks, what do you got?
All right, I wear a tungsten ring on my right-hand ring finger. That way I always have a bottle opener handy when I need it.
Oh,
very smart.
Nice. Great idea.
Works every time.
Very smart.
Tungsten, it doesn't turn the ring up.
Right on, man. Awesome. Thank you for calling. There's a good one.
How about that?
That's a useful, very useful one.
Well, I wasn't expecting to get any of those.
818-955-KLOS.
Life hacks that work or don't. We were talking about life hacks, and we've gotten some good ones.
Yep.
And we've gotten some bad ones.
Yep.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah.
Hello?
Kev Dog.
Yes.
Slug monstrosity.
Yo!
What's going on? We can barely hear you.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for calling.
I enjoyed that call.
KLOS, hello.
Didn't take much work on our part.
Yeah, I got one for you.
Yes, a life hack. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you use off spray.
Off spray?
You know, mosquito repellent on your lenses of car that are all fogged up, it'll shine them up.
Interesting. What do you mean the lenses of your car? You mean the front headlights?
The headlights.
Yeah.
The headlights.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
That's weird. What the hell possessed you to try that?
A buddy of mine told me, and I tried it, and it worked.
Huh.
Plus, they don't get bug bites. So you got that going for you.
That's a plus.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
You are a ridiculous man.
KLOS Whisper, please.
What?
KLOS Whisper, please.
No!
Starts at 5, and hell no.
And no.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. How's it going, guys?
It's going well, thank you. You have a life hack?
Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. I'd like to share it with you. It's I smoke 2 joints in the morning. I smoke 2 joints at night.
Right.
I smoke 2 joints in the afternoon because it makes me
feel all right. Funny. Hell yeah.
I just have to share that with you guys.
That is a great life hack.
Have you ever added up all those J's? I did one time. I think it was 22 that he basically smoked, I think. 27?
You know what? I don't
keep
count. I just say,
hi,
my brother.
Yeah, right on, man.
Sunday nights here on KLOS,
yeah!
Our friend Matt Pinfield.
Matt Pinfield.
What's going on, guys?
How are you, dude? We're doing approved.
Thank you guys for having me on. You know, every Sunday night, 8 to 10, we count down the 10 biggest rock songs in Southern California and on KLOS. And we call the show New and Approved. And we have such a great time with it. And we always have guests. And this coming week, it's Stone Gossard from Pearl Jam.
All right.
And you guys know, like, those guys don't do many interviews. Anybody
no.
from that band. They're pretty
yeah.
quiet. But Stone's great. He started a new record label that's his old record label.
I was going to say, I thought he stopped doing that.
He stopped for a long time. Okay. He signed Queens of the Stone Age, was his first signing.
Right? That's a hell of a first
Which
signing.
Is a pretty incredible
yeah.
one, right?
Yeah.
And then decided he was going to do it again. So, you know, he talks about, it's really cool during the interview, and I think people will really enjoy it. He talks about, a lot of people want to know, what that feeling was like when he first got the demo back of the songs he recorded with Eddie Vedder's voice on.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So, you don't get to hear those stories from those guys from their mouth
yeah.
that often.
Yeah.
So,
Sunday night, 8 p.m.
Sunday night at 8 p.m.
So, one and only Matt Pinfield.
Guys, I love you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Anytime.
Yeah, stop by every Friday. Tell us what you're going to do.
We'll do that. It'll be fun, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah, please.
Sail it on to higher ground. Sail it on.
Sail it on. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Every Friday between 5 and 7, we take your requests. 818-955-KLOS. That's for Linda and Duarte.
Linda, she said she finally got around to seeing Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which
yes.
features that to great effect, that song. I need to watch that movie again. I love that movie. That's a gooder. Hello?
Have you watched Godfather?
Damn it!
Kiss my ass.
Hello, KLOS.
Gentlemen, how are you?
We are great because it's the weekend.
Yeah!
It's our old request fest.
Yeah, this cracker would like to request Crackers Low.
One of my all-time favorites.
From one cracker to another.
Are you a disgraced cosmonaut, sir?
I am. Saltine.
Armageddon it for Louie and Redondo Beach.
Louie, good choice.
That is a great choice. I got to tell you, Sluggo is...
A psycho, a lunatic, a loser, moron.
He doesn't pay attention very much.
That's very true.
But when it comes to requests,
oh yeah,
he makes notes. He's got a little notebook. He's if people call for something that we don't have on a Friday, he'll make a note of it, and then we'll bring it in 2 weeks later.
Yeah, in fact, we got a couple coming up. There's one for Kirk, our pal Kirk, who always sends us hilarious stuff. That's coming up into something in a few minutes from Led Zeppelin. And then this one.
This is... a remake of Purple Haze.
By The Cure.
By The Cure.
But.
And we didn't have it, so we brought it in.
But who the hell asked for it?
I don't
can't remember. This really irritates me, because usually I'm really good with that. But I totally have no idea. But you asked for it. You got it. KLOS.
Yes, that's Purple Haze. Yes, it's by The Cure.
Bob Smith taking on The Cure. That's pretty damn cool. Well, you were saying that they really like to get into a groove, so it was sort of a natural fit, I think.
Yeah, it makes sense.
The Cure. You know who you are. You requested that song. I don't remember who it was that requested
it. And you're welcome.
All right, give us a call if you want to hear something today between now and 7. Doesn't matter what it is. If we can find it, we'll throw it on a... What's our number? I don't know. 818-955.
KLOS.
KLOS. Uh-huh. And if you get put on hold, stay there. Just hang on.
Listen, we're doing the best we can, but
it's just me and Kevin in here. It's pretty sad, really.
What?
What?
If only that was for someone we knew or would help us out occasionally.
Hey, a live version there, Kirk. That dude sends us so much amazing stuff.
He does.
He is the manos, the hands of fate.
If you know, you know.
And if you, and if you don't, you're
if you
very
know,
lucky.
You're better off.
Yeah, much so. Much better.
KLOS, hello.
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 So I'm driving from Riverside to Victorville.
Right.
That's a long-ass drive.
Would love to hear some Fuel in there.
All right.
Yeah, I need some, you know, to get up the hill.
So a little Metallica or the band Fuel?
No, Metallica, please.
Thank God.
All right, we will do it for you.
10-4, you are.
10-4.
Take care, dude.
Over and out. We'll see you on the flip side.
Roger.
Roger that.
Stop it!
I'm a truck driver.
Put your pedal to the metal.
No!
Hammer down! Ball to the wall.
Dude, what's your 20?
Look out for them smokies! You know, Billy has been undergoing a hell of a lot of surgeries. He has like a lot of sinus issues and has been having to postpone a bunch of shows, but going to be back on stage as soon as he can. Of course, we wish the best to Wilhelm Eidel.
He's so great live.
He is amazing live. So if you get a chance when he gets back on the road, do it.
It is our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Good friend.
Yes, hi.
Hey, could you play some ELO for us?
What song?
Mr. Blue Sky.
Oh, good one. I love how they use that in which of the Guardians movie? The second one.
Yeah, second, right? Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, yeah. Second one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And it's for Taylor Hawkins. It's for everybody in the Ukraine.
You got it, man. Here it is.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling. Okay, all right.
Thanks for calling.
And that wraps up our slow dance portion of the show.
You two break it up. You're too close.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
We're doing well, and it's our All Request Fest. What do you want to hear?
Heck yeah, I'd love to hear Los Angeles by X.
Oh,
that's a great song.
What a great idea.
Yep.
Who are you?
All right, been around. My name's Robert from Chino Hills, and these guys have been kicking butt for over 40 years and still together.
That is a great request, Robert.
Done deal. Here you go on KLOS.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Love KLOS.
Is how Jed pronounces AC/DC, and I appreciate that greatly.
It's 95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's our old request fest. Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to request Rob Zombie, Living Dead Girl.
Ah, what a good one. That's a gooder.
Love everything Rob Zombie.
Yeah, Rob Zombie's never done anything wrong.
Yep.
That's pretty amazing. Who are you?
Oh, my name's Andrew.
Andrew, well done. We will get it on.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
it. Define
that.
Get it on.
You really don't want to know.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Oh, the delicious sweet leaf. Yes, please. Black Sabbath. By request on our precious little All Request Fest on KLOS.
It is 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Hey!
Yes!
What's up? Hey, there's a generation out here that wants to hear a cool song. Valley Girl, how about the Frank Zappa?
Irma Gerd.
Yeah. Come on, when's the last time you heard that?
It's been a moon. It's been a minute. It's actually in here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. All right.
Why not?
What's your name?
Bobby.
Bobby, please tell me like you're totally calling from the valley, because that would be so bitchin'. It would be a...
Oh, that would be totally bitchin'.
Oh, my God. I'm so sure. Whatever.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. You all right? You okay?
Yeah. Do you need an ambulance, ma'am?
I'm out of breath. Because I've been jogging.
Okay.
That's always the best time to make a phone call.
Yes, I've never called anyone while completely out of breath. What can we do for you?
Can I please hear some Mr. Brownstone from Guns N' Roses?
How much cash you got on you?
About like $200.
Oh, wow.
Karen, $200 while you're running?
That's a done deal.
What the hell? All right, just mail it in.
All right.
She was totally out of breath.
Oh,
that was crazy.
I called the radio station. Okay. I can't breathe.
She wanted to hear Mr. Brownstone. And she promised us $200. We expect our $200. $200. Inflation.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's our old request fest. That is for Pedro in Westmount. Did I say Westmount?
I don't usually mount from that side, but if you insist, I guess I can.
I think it's Westmont.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah.
Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hi there.
How you guys doing?
We are great.
Well, okay.
Good. Hey, can I hear, how about some Rolling Stones, Far Away Eyes?
Ooh, good one. Nice. Who are you?
Tony from Riverside.
Tony, we don't normally play the Stones, but we might make an exception.
How dare you, sir? That is unusual for Taylor. Is that a new band? Who are they? What are they doing? Oh, my goodness. He's broken the mirror. That's for Terry in West Hills. What a great request. I love that damn song.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. KLOS, hola.
Buenas tardes, Kevin and Sluggo. ¿Cómo están?
Bien. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien, guys. I want to see if I can hear some Beastie Boys, Sabotage.
Sabotage. You ever hear Captain Kirk say that?
No.
William Shatner?
I don't say Sabotage. You say sabotage. I say sabotage.
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 Sorry, do it again.
Like sabotage, not sabotage.
Sabotage.
the answer to your question is
yes.
The cow says yes.
Hey, you calling me a cow, you bastard? Sticks.
For Johnny in Hollywood.
Well done, Johnny. Good request.
It's our old request fest.
Yeah, but that's it, man. We're
done.
Oh,
we're done?
Yeah.
Oh, we're finished?
We played all the requests we could possibly play.
I was ready to go all night.
Yeah, I could totally do that. We should do that one of these. Just kick that Greg guy out the door.
And just stay on?
Yeah, screw that. And what a bad idea. Never mind. Yeah, forget it.
You want to go smoke?
Yeah.
Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. People are dumb. A guy was rolling a joint and approached by the cops. He hit the joint, pulled out a bag of cocaine, and sprinkled it on the head of the officer.
Maybe not a good way to get out of the situation.
Which turns out that's worse than the joint. We talked about life hacks. I saw Jack White put his iPhone in a wine glass to increase the volume.
Not only am I going to smoke out when I get home, I'm going to do that. I'm going to try that. That's weird.
A guy called with a simple life hack about your age. Just tell people that you're 15 years older.
Than you are, and you look great for your age.
You look great.
Yeah, you're 64, but you're really 71. Well, nice. Well done.
And we talked to our friend Matt Pinfield about his new and approved show Sunday night with his guest Stone Gossard from Pearl Jam.
That is Sunday night at 8 o'clock with Matt Pinfield. All right, you know, I push a lot of buttons. That's my weird-ass job, pushing buttons. But this is one of my favorite things to do. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday.
And one last button.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Hello, us. Hello.
Whoa. What was
hello?
That? Hi.
Can we help you?
Wow.
Okay.
You know, I never got a call like this when I was working 911.
Is this a butt dial during sex?
I would have liked to get a call. Hello, sir?
Is everything cool?
What? Wow. Good luck with that.
95.5 KLOS, KLOS HD1, Los Angeles.
Hey,
you mind if Pink Floyd put some music to that?
Right? Can you imagine? He did that, what you heard him singing. His name is Andre Klevyunuk, as an a cappella song to protest what Russia was doing to his home country, Ukraine. David Gilmour got a little wind of it and was like, hey, how about some Pink Floyd music under that? We haven't done anything in 28 years together, but how about, and then all the proceeds from that song right there, if you want to help out Ukraine, are going to go to humanitarian efforts in Ukraine. That is called Hey, Hey, Rise It Up. It's new stuff from Pink Floyd on KLOS.
95.5.
Oh, there's a cow in here. Look out. Get out of here, you cow.
That was rude. I was talking.
That's a rude cow.
Wow.
Let's milk her. Yeah.
I like the glee in your voice there. The KLOS cash cow has arrived. Yeah. Text the word milk, M-I-L-K, milk, to 68683. That's milk to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates reply and have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 p.m. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck, man. Good luck. I got to tell you something. I'm kind of moist today.
Ooh.
I know. That's terrible.
Why would you say
it's
that?
So hot. I'm just sitting here kind of moist and unhappy.
I don't want to know that.
Moolah.
$2,000.
$2,000.
$2,000.
Yes, please.
Right. The word this hour to text is Bessie, B-E-S-S-I-E.
Oh, that's her name. That's the cow's name.
Bessie to 68683. That's Bessie to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour in the 20s until 10 p.m.
Hey, there's a cow.
I wish we could understand what it was saying.
Sandwich? Did it say sandwich?
The KLOS cash cow has arrived. Text the word tail. T-A-I-L. Tail to 68683. That's tail to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
And I hope you get some with the word tail.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more chances to win every hour on the 20s until 10 p.m. Good luck.
All right. Speaking of.
Oh.
I forgot what we were doing.
Well, this is how we raise money. We have people send us money, and then we give it away. It's the KLOS cash cow. This hour, the word is... Hold, please hold. Bell.
Bell.
B-E-L-L. The word is bell to 68683. Text bell to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win.
Monsieur David Bowie on his Ziggy Stardust World Tour played the first of three sold-out nights in Tokyo on this day in rock in 1973. Aerosmith released their third and most commercially successful album in the U.S. on this day in rock in 1975, Toys in the Attic. It was on this day in rock in 1977 when The Clash released their self-titled debut album on CBS Records.